Residents of the tiny Cook Inlet village of Tyonek are celebrating the news that a company attempting to develop a massive coal mine near their village has shelved the project. Pac Rim Coal has been pursuing the Chewitna Coal Project for more than a decade, but it has been fighting with environmental groups and members of the Tyonek Native Village. Last week, the company told state and federal regulatory agencies it would no longer pursue permitting on the project. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, Rasha McChesney has more.
Janelle Baker got a text at 7:50 a.m. Monday morning with news that has spread like wildfire through her home village of Tyonek.
Well, I yelled in joy, saying yes, that they finally stopped.
They are Pac Rim Coal Mining Company. Baker and many other residents of the village have been fighting a proposed coal mine to be built on the nearby Chewitna River. It's about 45 miles southwest of Anchorage and less than 10 miles from her village. Last week, the company told state and federal regulators that it's shelving the project and won't move forward with the permitting process. State officials say the company told them it was looking for a funding partner and couldn't find one. And the news percolated through the village over the weekend. Arthur Standifer is president of Tyonek's Native Council. He says he called at least 20 people to share the news, and they are overjoyed.
What it means for us is our fish will continue to be here for future generations. Also, our wildlife, like the bears and the moose and the other animals, will be secure, and they'll be here. They'll have a safe place to be.
The Chewitna coal mine has been in development for decades. The project got its final environmental approval from the Environmental Protection Agency in 1990, but coal prices crashed and it didn't move forward. It was rekindled in 2006, but it's faced both a long and complex regulatory permitting process through state and federal agencies, and stiff opposition from tribal members and environmental groups. But while the company has shelved the project, a move many in Tyonek say is a win, that doesn't mean it's dead. Russell Kirkham manages the state's coal regulatory program.
If Pac Rim or another company got access to the leases, it's possible for them to restart the project. If that was to happen fairly quickly, they could possibly start fairly close to where they are now in terms of the process.
And it's not uncommon for there to be a long lead time in developing projects like this. Kyle Moselle is a large mine project manager for the Department of Natural Resources. He says that it's always surprising when a company backs away from a permitting process because it costs a lot of money to make it through.
Mining of any sort, whether it's surface mining like a coal project like Chewitna or load mining, there's no guarantees in it. It's a rigorous review process.
Back in Tyonek, Arthur Standifer says villagers are cautiously optimistic about Pac Rim's decision.
At this point in time, it's just a victory for us, but we'll keep an ear to the ground and see what's going to happen.
Moselle says he hopes people understand the context and the timeline for a project like Pac Rim's, and that the state is ready to review any proposal like it that would develop the state's resources. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.